Listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Please keep listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza for the next hour, live improvised sound experiment.
Though you climb to the moon, take a walk on a star. Happiness can be found standing right where you are. Yourself a new song, sing it in your own style, make you happy and gay, make it ring with a smile. You have just one life to live.
And showing us now, if you look out for we can't say significant of what so much as significant of themselves. Or perhaps the significance then is the quality of a state of mind in which we notice that we're overlooking the significance of the world by our constant quest for it later. All this language is, of course, quite naturally vague and imprecise because I think the wrong word is used. And yet not entirely the wrong word, because, as I said, it comes so naturally to us. It was Clive Bell, the great aesthetician, who wanted to say that all the characteristic of art, especially the characteristic of aesthetic success in painting, was the creation of significant form. Again, a very vague, imprecise expression. But it certainly is an attribute not only of those moments in which we are tranquil inside, but also of moments of deep spiritual experience, of what would be called moksha, or release in Hinduism, or satori in Zen. That in those moments, the significance of the world seems to be the world, seems to be what is going on now. And we don't look any further. The scheme of things seems to justify itself at every moment of its unfoldment. I pointed out that this was particularly a characteristic of music. It's also a characteristic of dancing. And in the sensation of belonging with one's fellow men, in the carrying out of some significant pattern of life, which I mentioned as a second sense. Again, the character of this
I think he is one of the three most dangerous people in the United States. Who has manipulated personal relationships into a position of undue power? I think he is one of the three most dangerous people in the United States.
Coming up after the break.
Bush didn't have a passport until he became president.
Right after September 11, I don't believe the decision was made at that point.
Paul Wolfowitz started talking up Iraq. Iraq is the real culprit. Well, I mean, how can Bush decide whether it's the real culprit or not? If Paul Wolfowitz tells him that it is, you trust Paul Wolfowitz.
I think the inclination was there with Cheney. I think it is very clear Paul Wolfowitz pushed every opportunity he had.
So he knows that when the teacher said, "I have nothing to teach," he meant this very esoteric thing. Well, he might also say, then, if you have nothing to teach, what are all these students doing around me?
Feeling is, again, something that is fulfilled in itself. To dance is not to be going anywhere. When we dance in the ballroom, we don't have a destination, we're just going round the room. And it's in doing this, it's in executing the pattern, in singing the music with other people, that even though this doesn't point to anything outside itself, we gain the essence. This is also obviously a case of a real satisfaction of the biological virtues. Does one live to be or need to live? I'm not at all sure about this. I'm sure I very often live to be. Because sitting around a table with people, I don't like eating.
You're an empty gas tank.
Across North America, we arrive in our cars, trucks, and SUVs at gas stations like this. We expect to fill our tanks with gas at prices half those of Europe and much of the rest of the world. We expect endless natural gas to heat our homes. And we expect endless natural gas to generate the increasing amounts of electricity that we consume. Cheap, plentiful, and dependable fossil fuels have made our contemporary life possible.
Everything from our trains and buses, our cars and trucks, our heating in the winter months and cooling in the summer, all are dependent on cheap and reliable fossil fuel energy. Other way of life that uses more of this energy than suburbia. It is cheap and abundant fossil fuels that pave, lubricate, and drive the turbo growth of our suburban development. On and on, This way of life expands into farmers' fields, meadows, and hinterland, offering up six lanes of the American dream with no end in sight.
Man
upstairs is playing cards.
The fire department showed up about 6 o'clock, rescued people from the elevators.
Public meetings are canceled.
He's alone, drinking grapefruit juice, playing solitaire, masturbating once or twice.
What is happening? It's nuts. I feel like
you're my only friend, he said to me while shaving. Oh, that's not true. Maybe not, he said. But it probably is true. This hand is not going to. Pounds on the floor and says, what a shit layout. I can hear him.
Series of fuse boxes all tripping as we approached 100% capacity. And at the heart of the matter was the fact that we basically had a very mild summer, and on the 14th of August, that was the first day all summer that we were approaching 90 degree temperature at peak.
My scorn for any military solution. The futility of modern warfare and the hypocrisy by which contemporary government applies one standard to violence within the community and another to violence perpetrated by one community upon another.
To suggest that we should engage in regime change.
It's quite true that Wolfowitz was for invading Iraq very early.
There may be circumstances in which we know that we are about to be attacked. And in those circumstances, if we can prevent that attack by striking first, of course we should do that. It's perfectly normal.
If they'd come to the American people and said, look, we want to engage in a war of conquest, in effect, to reestablish the balance politically in the Middle East, I don't think people would have gone along with it.
The president basically has let the public believe a lie, which is that Iraq played a role in 9/11, which is nonsense.
Sorry, but my client has become pretentious. It doesn't say any sense, though.
We haven't finished the prosecution.
Shut up!
All the way from the eastern shores of Lake Michigan to the Atlantic Ocean, from Toronto, Montreal, Quebec, all the way down to Washington, D.C., Cincinnati, St. Louis. And as we were approaching that, we were clearly getting higher and higher and higher towards the 100% mark because of air conditioning demand. And when are you most vulnerable? You're most vulnerable in peak summer weather between 4 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
To be not too long ago.
Have you been?
Haven't.
That'll be 95.
Is that all?
What did you say?
I said 4 hamburgers.
Well, is that all?
Yes.
Can I have a cheeseburger?
Is that all? Hey, how long do I have to wait here?
I said, can I have a cheeseburger?
What do you have?
I never ordered Cokes. I wanted milkshakes. For crying out loud, will you hurry up?
Where did that kid go?
How about some French fries?
If I wanted fries, I would have asked for them. Just give me what I ordered, huh?
Come on, Bill, a little hustle, huh?
Yeah, sure.
What does he expect from me anyway?
79 cents.
Is that all?
Bill, give me 2 Cokes.
Why don't you get them yourself?
Yes, the old job wasn't much fun, was it? You used to ask yourselves,
how come I always get the old grouches?
You're not the only one.
Oh, let's see. Hamburgers, French fries, apple pies, coffee.
White guys. That's all we got in here, our white guys.
Why is everyone in such a hurry?
May I help you?
You can't believe it. You look out over this tremendous water, green, blue, and as it comes in and you hear it, just absolutely beautiful. I'm sure you can hear that.
I'm in the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. And I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
The temperature is just delightful. The view is spectacular.
I'm so happy.
I guess I'd have to say for anyone listening to my voice that this is a business of making dreams come true. It's made ours come true over and over again.
Now that the government has collapsed and shown itself incapable of providing any kind of unifying force, I feel that we do need the kind of stability and the breathing space that a military presence would provide.
Your interest.
Yes, I agree the army should take over, but I think it should not interfere with the program of street executions, which I feel have been the shot in the arm that the British economy so desperately needed.
Yes, he might have got it.
But he's done that entirely on his own. It's not that he's been unduly influenced by a small group of people.
Believe me, the people who perpetuated this lie, the neoconservatives around Bush and the others, knew all that. They knew what effect it was having on the public.
You know, you could almost say business case for someone to use Linux versus...
faster than I would have thought was possible.
How to decode the password so it is a real document in legalese, which accomplishes it.
We were just going out and getting a job, and I'd gone to a job interview, and I was talking with one of the people, and I started asking them about what tools they used.
It is not public.
Don't let the users would be running our software, but they wouldn't have freedom to cooperate and share. To prevent that, we use a technique called copyleft. The idea of copyleft is that it's copyright flipped over. And what we do is we say, this software is copyrighted, and we, the authors, give you permission to redistribute copies. So we give you permission to change it. We give you permission to add to it. But when you redistribute it, it has to be under these terms, no more and no less, so that whoever gets it from you also gets the freedom to cooperate with other people if he wants to. And then in this way, everywhere the software goes, the freedom goes too, and it becomes an inalienable right.
And I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
The temperature is just delightful. The view is spectacular.
I'm so happy.
I guess I'd have to say for anyone listening to my voice that...
We don't need no education. We don't need no dark sarcasm. No.
And I believe that package can come out of these stars is designed. And I think that is a great, and I believe that the aspect of our economy is designed through the same technique that we use in our food and clothing and transportation. And I believe that through the same technique that we use in our food and clothing and transportation.
That's when weather tends to be the hottest. And B, that's when you have all three users of electricity online at the same time.
Has happened.
Use things, sell things, move things around on a much smaller and more local scale. In the United States, we have a railroad system that the Bulgarians would be ashamed of.
In the 1960s, the intuitive capacity of humanity was unlocked in one huge download of perception.
Make dreams come true. It's made ours come true over and over again.
I'm a lucky person. I really am. I'm very happy. And
true over and over again.
I'm a lucky person. Very happy.
I think what September 11th showed is if 19 people using nothing more than conventional airliners can kill 3,000 people in one day, and we start to look at the weapons that those people were exploring even on September 11th, and the potential for groups like that ultimately to inflict not 3,000 in one day, not 30,000, but 300,000 or maybe 3 million.
Plenty of complaining.
Guess everybody does till they get things figured out.
figured out what things.
Things like, what's the answer? What's the secret? What's the difference between doing your job well and enjoying it, and not doing it well and not enjoying it?
What is the secret?
Let's put it this way. What kind of people do you like to do business with? I mean, when you're the customer.
A girl who helps you find the radio you're looking for and can't find.
They based the decision to go to war. Not only to war, but to wage a war that led to the invasion, the conquest, and now the occupation of a sovereign nation.
D'un pays souverain.
That's when Joe Wilson got very upset.
What has the accused got to say?
Me?
Yes, yes, what have you got to say?
To cooperate with other people and form a community.
And so what is that?
Well, copyleft being a general idea, in order to use it, you have to have a specific example. And the specific example we use for most GNU software packages is the GNU General Public License, a particular document in legalese which accomplishes this job. A lot of other people use that same license. For example, Linus Torvalds uses that license for Linux as well.
Well, the license I use is the GNU General Public License. That's the one that Richard Stallman wrote, and I think it's a really astounding contribution. It's one of the few software licenses that was written from the standpoint of the community rather than from the standpoint of protecting a company or, as is the case with the MIT and the BSD license, performing the goals of a government grant program.
Now, we desperately are going to need railroad transport for moving people around, for moving goods around. And we don't have that. What we do have is a trucking system, which is probably going to become increasingly dysfunctional, especially as the expense mounts of maintaining the tremendous interstate highway system, which costs so much money every year to maintain what the engineers call a high level of service, which means that the trucks that are delivering things from the Central Valley of California to Toronto don't break their axles while they're bringing those Caesar salads to Toronto.
I say so. I mean, how can I encapsulate in mere words my scorn for any military solution?
Out over this tremendous water.
dismissing green, blue, and it comes in and you hear it, just absolutely beautiful.
Before we leave, I would like to ask each of you to join me in a moment of silence.
I'm sure you can hear that.
For Laura and her dear memory.
I'm in the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. And I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
The temperature is just delightful. The view is spectacular.
I'm so happy.
Could I speak to you for a moment, please?
Certainly.
I didn't feel like it. Upset about something?
Conscious of what it is that I have. I want to discover this stuff during the show. I'd rather not know what I'm going to do or even know what materials I'm going to use. I didn't even bring anything. Maybe the things were in the station, or the things were in the space I was in, or the positions in the space.
Your husband.
people, but you can't help them. I mean, you have such a good welfare program. So you just don't want to work.
I don't think so. I really don't know.
Absolutely don't.
Quite finished. I'd like to
rise. Please listen again if you'd like to Ken's La Severino Extravaganza. Listen again to tonight's program, which is not quite finished, but thus it is still being made. Each program is made while you listen. It is made while it is being made, which is now Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. You can listen later to the archived version on the webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever. You can listen again on the radio to a different program, somehow also known as Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, here Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. I really wish you would send reactions. The address is ken@counterfolk.com.
And of course, here the phone number for some time to come.
It's 512-472-5667.
Less like we'll ever have to use cameras.
last ever if you visit the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. If you visit the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, it might still be created live.
Here on Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, you can hear it every week right here, Tuesdays, from 6 until 7 at night.
If you're not sure how to tell the time,
use the internet when you know what time it is. Please, the truth of yourself, visit the webpage. Counterfolk.com/last ever. If you visit the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, you can listen to shows that have happened in the past and act as though they're happening in the past. I don't advise that you act as such for too long without supervision from qualified, professional, individual, or yourself. If you're not with yourself, then you can listen to Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Using a computer and the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever is very important. Whatever you do, even if you don't have any experience with the same reaction, via email to the address ken@counterfolk.com. If you do that while the show's happening, which is now.
Although only you know if now is really now.
If now is really now, and now goes on for the next 24 minutes, and you call 472-5667, it is not
unlikely. In fact, it is certain. And that is how you'll know. With that certainty, and when you are placed on the air, which is something you will not have control over, simply by calling, you will find that you are placed on the air.
Don't forget the resistance.
The resistance of lawyers.
You'll be meeting with them.
It amounts to money. You follow the money.
I follow. Keep going.
What?
I'm following the money, yes.
Give a dog a bath. Address the common affairs. But you know that resistance, you know, because George W. Bush is in charge of
this. Be in charge. That's what America needs right now.
America needs
resistance. And futility.
Did you know that everyone who graduates becomes the president?
I'm on the air! Wow, I feel privileged. What's with all the screaming?
Why are you screaming?
Could you play some Aesop Rock?
Could you play some Aesop Rock?
Yes.
Could you?
Could I?
Could you?
Me?
Could you play some?
Could I? Well, it's hip-hop.
Could you play some?
All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. What's the point in all the screaming?
Can you scream better?
No, I would prefer not to scream. And being not a female, I probably couldn't scream better. They have the higher vocal range.
You could scream in a lower register.
Yeah, but it's hurting my ears as it is.
That's because you're not participating. If you tried screaming, it would feel just right.
Yeah, if I was on drugs. Oh man, where's the music at?
It's in there.
Well, make it louder than the scream.
Do you think that's a real person screaming?
I'm divided about that. I'm not sure. Depends on which scream we're talking about. Maybe one of them is real.
I think it's a polyphonic scream. I mean, what would make someone scream this way anyway?
A scorpion?
I think you're right.
Damn, and I was hoping to win something.
What did you win?
Well, I won a few screams, but I was,
You can these are yours to keep.
Oh, wow.
They're just for you.
I feel so privileged. God damn. You don't get tired of this?
I do get very tired of it.
Then why continue? Why torture yourself and all your listeners?
I feel like there's something to learn.
Something to learn? Then get a child.
We learn from pain.
Then get somebody pregnant and get a child and be woken up at odd hours of the night. That would be something if you want to hear a scream.
Baby screaming, that's a fine idea.
Oh, God. Hell. After a while, you get kind of addicted to it, I guess, and you kind of want them to scream when they don't.
Do you have a baby that screams?
God. Do you have, like, just an infinite sound bank of, like, different screams in your computer or something?
Oh, you said you wanted to hear a pig screaming?
No. I said if you want to hear screams, get a baby. It's almost deafening.
But eventually, I think it appeals to something within us. I think if we weren't taught not to scream, perhaps we would be screaming much more often.
Yeah, and if we weren't taught to be such dumbass consumeristic idiots, maybe we wouldn't have Bush as president.
I think everyone could use a nice scream about that.
Oh, I could scream about that.
Go for it.
Heart out.
I knew you had it in you.
Doesn't it get repetitive?
I don't think it's been repeating. I think each scream has
one track, or you.
There's a lot of different screaming going on.
Are you layering this up or as you go, or is this just one track on a CD or something?
I think many things are happening.
give too many straight answers, do you?
What other kind of sounds did you say you wanted to hear?
How about a raptor? How about a raptor or an eagle scream? You are layering this up. My God. Will it ever end?
What else?
How about the scream of a tea kettle? I'm pretty soon this is just gonna homogenize so much. It's gonna be one jumbled sound.
Oh, you sound like you must have heard my show before.
Well, you know where this can't be deceiving.
You know where this is going.
Maybe intuitively.
Creating the one sound. There's only one sound, you see.
Well, I know that if you go to really higher states of evolution, it all comes down to frequency, and we're all pretty much sound turns into light, as well as manifestations of matter.
I think your tea is boiling. I have a feeling somebody burned himself on the tea kettle.
That's not good. It's a learning experience.
What if this never does end?
I will find the station on 5th Street. Or I'll just turn the radio off.
You still haven't gotten your tea.
Just imagine. This is not even a fourth of the amount of screams that Iraqi children have made as our children, as our fucking soldiers shoot off their faces.
It's true, there's a lot more screaming than this going on. We're shielded from most of the screaming.
Well, I hear it inside my head because I have a conscience.
That you're very lucky to have that gift.
Huh?
You're lucky to have such a gift.
Well, it's a gift and a curse. Pinky's man disease. Could I rap to the backgrounds of screams and the man-made dreams, the man-made themes of materialistic reality? Sometimes I think people don't comprehend the depth of their own insanity, the shallowness. How are we going to contradict this obsession with aspects of ourselves? Screaming now into the utter depths of hell.
I don't know. Is that a riddle?
No, I'm freestyling. I was on KVRX last Friday, freestyling and stuff.
KVRX?
Yeah.
That's the station that's going to come on the air in just 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
As KOOP Austin will at that time leave the airwaves.
Yeah. Well, good. Maybe I can win something.
If we're lucky, the sports people that come up next, they just scream for an hour.
Oh, God. I hate the sports shit.
I think it would be a fantastic improvement.
Yeah, well, I have to agree with you there. Because when I went on to do the hip-hop and I was in the station, I had to listen to them for 10 minutes, and that was enough for me.
We've all been sharing the mixed blessing, good or bad fortune, whatever it is, it just happens, of listening and being part of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which can be heard every Tuesday night right here from 6 until 7 p.m. And if you missed it, or you just couldn't get enough of the screaming and you got really upset when it ended suddenly at 7, you could listen on the internet to the archive of the same program, which will exist as soon as the program is over. You can find that at the web address counterfolk.com/last ever. If you visit counterfolk.com/last ever, you can listen to hundreds and hundreds of shows that you've missed. Not all of them have screaming, I'm afraid, but some of them do. Your feedback is very much encouraged. Please send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Have trouble spelling that? Search on a search engine for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, or you can call up on the phone like this person has done, has shared so much with us. He called 472-5667. You can call as soon as the station goes off the air, and you can scream at me off the air. You have any more screams for us?
Here's my shout out to all the Ogliarchic Corporation motherfuckers.
Wait, oh stuff. Yeah. Okay. We did just experience an edited version of your scream, but I think the effect was the same.
Always the Gnostic prophet encourages consciousness evolving, whether it's through screams or through silence, or self-moderate tone.
Hey, here's somebody else in the last moments. What is this person saying? Well, good. A fine way to end. Thanks for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, also known as Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Please do send your feedback. Email ken@counterfolk.com. Visit on the web, counterfolk.com/last ever. Listen to archives of the shows that you haven't heard, and the ones that you have, and this one, and the other ones, and also anything else I forgot to mention. And listen again next Tuesday from 6 until 7 p.m. right here. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.